Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 23rd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The makers of the Brave browser launched a public beta of Brave Search, a privacy-focused search engine, after testing it in private beta earlier this year. This non-tracking browser is built on an independent index, can be accessed in Brave browsers or at search.brave.com, and will be made the default search engine in Brave later this year. The Competition Commission of India launched an antitrust investigation into Google, looking at if the company abused its dominant market position with Android in the country's smart TV market, with over 60% market share as of 2019. An initial review by the regulator found that Google's Android compatibility commitments prevented OEMs from installing forks or providing alternative pre-installed apps and violated the country's anti-competitive laws. Last week, Facebook announced it would test VR ads with a few developers in Oculus Quest apps, but Resolution Games' Blastin was the only app mentioned by name. Now Resolution Games says, after weighing feedback, it's decided not to move forward with a test in Blastin, which is not free, but that it still might in its free fishing game, Bait. Twitter is opening applications for iOS users in the U.S. to test its new Super Follows monetization feature and to both iOS and Android U.S. users for its Ticketed Spaces feature. Super Follows lets users charge $2.99, $4.99, or $9.99 per month to unlock exclusive content. Ticketed Spaces lets users charge between $1 and $999 to access a social audio room and offers extra features like room size cap settings. Adobe announced the Substance 3D suite of apps for PC, Mac, and Linux, designed for 3D art, sampling, and virtual photography. Painter, Designer, Sampler, and Stager apps can be used for taking 2D images to create 3D textures and create a virtual photo studio to take images of 3D renders against a library of Adobe pre-made assets. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman found references in Peloton's iOS app code that the company is working on a digital heart rate monitoring armband. This will sync to the company's fitness equipment, as well as phones, and integrate with Peloton's existing heart rate zones to give feedback on workout intensity. The Chinese technology company Kuaishou announced it now has 1 billion monthly active users across its various platforms in China, as well as its international apps Kuai and Snack Video. For comparison, ByteDance reported 1.9 billion monthly active users across its platform, and Tencent-owned WeChat has 1.2 billion users. EA intends to acquire Warner Bros. Games' Playdemic mobile game studio, makers of the popular Golf Clash game, in an all-cash deal worth $1.4 billion. AT&T plans to make the remaining Warner Bros. Games portfolio part of the recently announced Warner Media Discovery merged entity. Google added new features for education customers, including the addition of live streams to YouTube from Meet Calls, with support for closed captioning later this year. Education subscribers will also get access to live transcribed captions and a video lock feature to let hosts disable all video feeds at once. Organizers for the PAX West Gaming Convention announced the event will take place as a physical event from September 3rd through the 6th in Seattle. PAX East was canceled back in March, replaced by an all-digital PAX Online event taking place this July. Microsoft will update OneDrive on the web and Android to add basic photo editing features like crop, rotate, and make light and color adjustments. The feature is limited to personal accounts, supports JPEG and PNG files, and will come to business and education accounts, as well as iOS, later this year. Intel announced it will form two new business units, the Accelerated Computing Systems and Graphics Group, focused on high-performance computing, and a Software and Advanced Technology Group that will drive Intel's vision for software. The company is also combining its networking units, merging the Internet of Things business unit and its connectivity group into a new network and edge group. Lenovo announced the ThinkPad X1 Extreme Gen 4, a 16-inch workstation with 11th-gen Intel H-series processors up to a Core i9, up to an NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3080 GPU, two SSD slots, up to 600 nits of display brightness, and a 90-watt-hour battery. Pricing starts at $2,149, and the laptop will ship in August. And finally, before markets closed on June 22nd, Microsoft became the second company, after Apple, to reach a $2 trillion market value, holding the value briefly before dropping just below the mark at the close of markets. It took Microsoft 33 years from founding to hit a $1 trillion market value in 2019. You know what they say, the first trillion is the hardest. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.